Questions 26 through 28. One time, Peter was privileged to purchase a name-brand video player recorder for his son. As he arrived home with his purchase, he eagerly anticipated the exciting process of installing this wonder of technology. His son joined him as he sat on the floor of his living room to open this new treasure for his home. With unrestricted haste, he ripped open the carton and pulled out the machine from its styrofoam packing, ignoring the manual booklet that fell to the floor beside him. Then, using the basic knowledge he had obtained from others whom he had observed installing similar machines, he proceeded to show his skill and wisdom in front of his son. After connecting a few wires and turning a few switches, he was ready to test his expertise. He took a video cassette, placed it in the machine, turned on the television, and bingo, play. As the picture appeared on the screen, he felt a sense of pride and personal accomplishment. Turning to his son, he said, "There it is. We're in business." They sat and waited for a while. Then something occurred that changed Peter's life forever. The inquisitive nature of his young son began to work. He drew closer to the video machine, pointed to the row of 12 buttons, and asked, "What are they for, Dad?" In his attempt to show his fatherly wisdom and adult advantage and knowledge, he leaned forward and examined the buttons. He quickly realized that he was unable to explain any of the functions indicated by the buttons, except those of pause, rewind, stop, and play. He found himself exposing his ignorance to his young son. This incident taught him a lesson that day. Since he had ignored the manufacturer's manual and refused to read and follow the instructions contained therein, he was unable to utilize, maximize, and fully appreciate the full potential of the product. He was settling for less than full capacity.